Eleanor Mavimbela, who's the External Communications Officer at Johannesburg Water. Good morning. You know what? We've got to make a date to have a conversation on radio when everything is going brilliantly. Otherwise, you think, that I only phone you to complain.
No, definitely we should do that, because it's not all doom and gloom.
Exactly, exactly. And we've got to bring the balance. All right, but right now this morning there is a problem. Tell us what's going on.
Our Rand Water notified us of a pipe burst that they had yesterday on the line that feeds most of the Sandton areas. Glen Hazel was one of the areas that was affected yesterday. But fortunately, Rand Water was able to complete the repairs late last night. So as we know, it takes up a number of hours for reservoirs start building up capacity after the repair water outage that has lasted longer than 12 hours. So at the current moment, we do know that there are some lots of areas that still are without water. The reservoirs are still building up capacity. Once they've started building up capacity, once they've built up enough capacity, then water will start trickling back in.
Okay, so the good news is that it's actually repaired.
Yes, the good news is that the repairs have been completed.
All right, that is really, really great. So we should start seeing water flow. So how long should it really take at the worst case?
What we usually say, it will depend on how, on the demand, definitely, and also on the size of the reservoirs. So we can never really estimate, give you an exact estimation as to how long it will take for the water to be restored.
All right. And in the meantime, I see that there is notification of tankers. Will that be necessary, do you think?
Yes. In the meantime, because we still don't know the estimated time when water will be back, the tankers will remain where we have put them and we are refilling them as and when the need arises. So they will remain in place until we are certain that water has been restored.
Are we seeing more of these type of events happening? Because they definitely seem to be, and maybe it's just anecdotal, or maybe I'm more aware of it, but we definitely seem to be having more of these larger type of outages.
I don't think, remember we are still underwater, we still have water restrictions in the city of Johannesburg, the 20% water restriction that we still that we have from Rand Water, mm-hmm. those are still in place. So it's not all the time that there isn't water that it's because of pipe bursts or malfunctioning infrastructure. Some of the time it actually is maintenance taking place in areas. So yes, even if you do see water, you kind of feel like you are experiencing more water interruptions than usual. It's not all the time that it's because of malfunctioning infrastructure. Sometimes it is maintenance taking place in the areas affected.